Monday, June 6th. Actually, it's the 5th. Monday, yeah, June 5th. Whatever. And you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris. This is show number 58. www.dreamstation.cc for news, reviews, interviews, forums, our podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you would like to send us an email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Yeah, let me introduce the guys that we have with us today. Firstly, we have Keith.
Damn right, I'm first.
And we have Bob.
Hi.
And we have Tom.
Can't think of anything.
Choke.
That's 2 weeks in a row, dude. You suck.
You have a whole week to think of something.
And we have Phil.
Yo.
I like that. It's hip-hop, Phil.
Well, I had to change it up since, you know, MC Frags a lot put his little spin on the show last week. I felt I had to kick my game up to the next level.
What are we going to talk about today? We will be talking about a bunch of stuff, a larger-than-usual housekeeping. We will have what's new at Dream Station, what we are playing, Sony defends the PS3, keyboard plus mouse does not equal console, Wii information, Xbox stuff, our quote of the week, a Nintendo DS review of the game Lost Magic. The last two items to round out our show this week would be our forum question, which we did not have, so I guess that was done, and our mailbag.
Mailbag!
Next topic.
All right, housekeeping time. Housekeeping is used for us every week to clarify stuff that may not have been clear in the previous week and to give information of topics that just aren't long enough for actual news segments. HDMI clarification. We talked at length about HDMI last week. Go back to that show. What we wanted to say was I think we pointed this out, that the ICT, that's the token anti-piracy thing where Hollywood wants your high-def quality to be cut in half, that will affect both Blu-ray and HD DVD, so that means both the 360 and the PlayStation 3. If the law goes into effect, we will keep you updated. We also didn't mention last week that the PlayStation 3 will not be playing pre-owned or rented games. We forgot this one. The short summary is that Sony has vehemently denied that this is a actual falsehood. Actual falsehood?
Wait, what?
Basically, it's not true. You can play pre-owned or rented games. I guess this would be a good time to mention that, yes, in fact, last week was Tom's first forte into the old audio editing. Tom, how many hours did you spend last week editing this show?
Geez, I took Tuesday off from work, and then I also did it Wednesday night and Thursday night. So I probably put in more than 12 hours on it.
All right, so basically, Tom, yeah, you edited the show. We've had some mixed reviews. What I want to hear is send us some comments. Send us if you liked it or not. It seemed from the forums that the vast majority if people didn't like the format of last week's show.
If you're going to be critical of last week's show, only send audio comments. That's all I want to hear.
And in Tom's defense, we really didn't give him much to work with.
No.
Last week just sucked. He was MacGyver. We took away his duct tape.
He had lint in a button, and he's like, dude, no duct tape? I can't possibly make a rocket to get off this moon.
I can't do this. Where's my duct tape?
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about this last week or not either, but Nintendo of America, they pumped Reggie Fils-Aimé up to president and CEO of Nintendo America, so congrats, Reggie. Everything I've heard about Reggie, I've kind of dug. So good job, and ham sandwich to you. Tom, this one is for you, dude. It's a dark, dark day because your favorite website was raided by the Swedish police.
I did hear about this.
PirateBay.org has been... They busted in, and they were like, bort, 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 and they took all the computers.
Couldn't get them.
We're trojan down your website.
Yeah, but you know, as the time of this recording of the show, it's back up.
Can't keep a Swedish chef down.
Anyone
under, like, 25 has no idea what talking about with this.
Let's move forward, or we'll talk about the Muppets for the next 20 minutes. PSP firmware 2.71 is out. Don't know what it does. Don't care what it does. If you have a PSP, go get it. Steam friend list is coming out soon. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that one.
That has been broken for so long. When they first went live with Steam, I so enjoyed the friends.
And now I don't have any.
Yeah, exactly.
Star Force was dumped by another publisher. CDV will not use them. So Infinium Labs says the Phantom will see the light of day. This is the amazing Phantom console that will never see the light of day. Everyone sounds bad. Dude, Skype just sucks.
You know what I love about Skype is they perfected this technology on phones like 50 years ago.
All right, back to TeamSpeak. It'll be our reminisce show.
There's rumors going around that Microsoft will be making a portable gaming system. Don't know if I believe that one or not. I think they have a steep slope to climb with the Nintendo Game Boy and DS. I don't think that they'd be very successful, quite frankly, unless they throw in like some sort of computing, full-blown computer handheld. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. There's a contest to be in a video game. Activision is running a contest, so one dude and one dudette will be able to win the ultimate prize. The ultimate prize is you get to be the voice of Bruce Banner Banner or Jean Grey in the new Marvel Ultimate Alliance game. So
wait, I could be the voice of Hulk?
You could.
What would you say?
No,
Bruce Banner, dude.
Oh, Bruce Banner. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, who's in the game for approximately 15 seconds because nobody wants to play the game as Bruce Banner. They want to play as the Hulk.
I know, but wouldn't it be funny if Phil won?
They'd be like, Bruce, come here. We need your help. And he'd go... And then he'd be like, dude, I can't hear you. And he'd go, is this any better? And then after three times, he'd get mad and he'd just rip his shirt off and go, Hulk smash, man, who can't hear? We apologize for the sound quality. This is completely and 100% Skype's fault. I will sound fine because I'm recording locally, but nobody else will. The reason that this show is underprepared, very underprepared, is that I'm going to see my Uncle Peter on Wednesday. So I got an email from Aaron at EA and John from Microsoft that said I'm invited to go check out Battle for Middle-Earth 2. By the time you listen to this, I will be on a plane somewhere in Chicago or Colorado in a layover. Because I'm going to Battle for Middle-Earth 2 Community Day at Microsoft headquarters. Again, we've always kind of made fun of roster updates and stuff. EA and Microsoft are the two biggest give-back-to-the-community companies as far as gaming is concerned. EA has had several community days to launch and cover and let people play before it comes out of their games. And Microsoft has a whole division set up for getting in touch with the community. I can't get much talking from Nintendo and or Sony, so I don't know what their strategy is. I still chalk it up to the fact that they're a Japanese company. I don't know. So I hope to be able to give some audio from the community day, and I get to meet up with some guys like Godfrey, I know is going, and he may even try and do a show from there, so that'll be pretty cool. I'm very, very pumped. I'm working killer hours at work because I just switched jobs and I have zero vacation time, so I'm having to work like 11 and 12 hour days to try and make up the lost time because I don't have any to give, so it's going to be very hectic, but it'll be fun. I wanted to give big, huge props to my boss, Brad. He is allowing me to go. I'm going to work something out here, and he's a gamer. He's more of a PC gamer than a console gamer, but a lot of the guys at work game, so this is kind of cool, man. I thank you, Brad. Thank you, place that I work that I don't want to give the name out of.
The music you heard at the beginning of the show is from a band called Takoda, and the song is Turn Up the Radio. The lead singer from this band is good friends with my brother-in-law, and I was actually in the bridal party at my sister's wedding with me, so he's a really nice guy, and I'm wishing all these guys all the best. So if you like this kind of music, check him out in MySpace.
Next topic.
New at DreamStation.cc, we have an interview with Tom Schaefer. He's one of the indie developers on a game called Stoke Rider for the PC. It's a snowboarding game. We have an Xbox review of Winback 2. We have an E3 2006 experience written by Redeema. And we have E306 Wrap-Up Part 1, Nintendo. That one was by CNC. They have bonus photos from Redeema and Chris. They have a Nintendo media briefing and all kinds of stuff. They did a bunch of work to get the articles online, so check them out at our website.
How come you guys never interview me?
You pretty much are being interviewed every Monday.
Oh. I was going to say because no one cares.
Next topic.
And what are we playing? Top three games that we've played in the last 7 days. Keith, why don't you go ahead and start?
World of Warcraft, City of Villains, and Lost Magic.
And Tom?
Mine are the same as last week, Command & Conquer the First 10 Years, except I want to say to everyone, do not buy it. If you want to play the original 1995 Command & Conquer, it's too buggy. I can't even get through the GDI missions without it crashing every couple minutes. Until they release a new patch, my recommendation is do not buy.
How do you rush a game that's 17 years old out? That takes talent, man.
Yeah, they screwed up the DOS emulation.
I played City of Villains for the PC and Major League Baseball 2006 for the 360. And Phil played World of Warcraft.
That's fine. I'm not really here. I'm the rest. Now I'm being ignored by the host.
You didn't even ask me. Wait, who is this person on our show?
You played City of Villains there, Bob?
I played City of Villains, and I worked on the video game we're making for our class, which I will never, ever, ever release to the DreamStation website. It's a horrid piece of crap.
Next topic.
Sony defends the PlayStation 3. All right, here's the part where I'm going to have to figure out what the crap we're talking about. Ken Kutaragi is yapping his trap again. Once again, in defense of the PlayStation 3, told the game magazine Famitsu that the PlayStation, quote, PlayStation and PlayStation 2 were both 10,000 yen, that's $90 US, more than their competition at launch. So they were almost $100 more than their competition. Yet both of them sold out to shortages. He says, if you consider the PlayStation 3 a toy, then yes, it's an expensive toy. However, it's more than a toy. It's a PlayStation 3. And it's the only PlayStation 3.
Shut up.
I hope that those who understand this will gladly purchase it.
Right. Ridge Racer. Maybe they didn't hear me. Ridge Racer.
Well, wait now. We're not done ripping on the Sony guys here. No, here's the thing. European head honcho David Reeves says, and I quote, "The name of the game is not market share. It's how fast we grow the industry. Our ambition to grow 15% a year on hardware and software if we can. Whether we have 40, 50, or 60% of the market share is not that important." Way to set the standard high at 40% of
yeah,
the market share.
Yeah, that's the CYA. They realize the mess that they're in, and they need to try to posture now so that they could save some face in the future.
Yeah, we were totally planning on only getting 40% of the marketplace, dude. So we're like, you know, well beyond our projected goals. High five, high five.
Hey, when all else fails, lower your standards.
Dating advice from the DreamStation.cc crew.
Does she have teeth? No?
Oh, you found the line and you hopped right over it.
You found the line.
Oh my god, all the audio, what happened? Some of the Skype sensors were like, whoa, you guys, that's it, cutting you off.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Emilio just had an aneurysm, he's in the hospital now.
A new report has come out, still speaking of the PlayStation 3, that the hardware includes the core PlayStation chipset. So basically in English, that means that the processor and graphics and stuff that were actually in the PlayStation 2, that's how they're going to do the backwards compatibility. So you can play your old games. You get a $200 or $100, whatever it's at right now, PlayStation 2 inside. And so you get a bunch of stuff you don't really want. You get Blu-ray. You get a PlayStation 2. Let's put some petunias in there. I don't have any use for those. How about a pencil sharpener and some paper clips, too? What the heck? Speaking on the PlayStation 3 controller, as far as motion sensing technology, they released a report. Phil Harrison, the Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide president, said that accusations that they stole this idea from the Nintendo Wii are, quote,
are completely warranted,
are, quote, stupid, and that Sony has been working on the new motion sensing device for, quote, a long time.
It's the quote of the show, man.
That somebody, another David Reeves, he's a CEO for the UK for Sony, said, quote, "We've had a positive reaction to the controller, and it's obviously some people have asked if it's a last-minute thing. It's not. It's been planned for over 2.5 years.
Uh-huh. As soon as Nintendo announced theirs.
I know, I'm waiting for Sony to announce, like, their new exciting German plumber game or something.
If you have a device that includes 50 or 55 patents, you can't reveal it, says Reeves. Someone will try and file a patent to stop it. We already had some positive feedback on it from the publishers. Now, if you remember back, this is the whole boomerang controller that they were showing a year ago. To tell me that it was going to be in there for 2.5 years, color me pessimistic.
Yes, yeah, spin, marketing department, spin! Your half-truths entertained me greatly.
All these articles that I have are saying the same thing. So this is our boy Phil Harrison again from Sony saying, "We believe that the PlayStation 3 will be the place where our users play games, watch films, browse the web, and other home computer functions. The PlayStation 3 is a computer. We do not need the PC."
That's me banging my head on my microphone. Sorry, I needed to cause myself physical pain.
Yeah, he says that you really don't need a computer at all.
Or is he saying to me, if you already have a computer, no point in buying a PlayStation?
That's true. I like that. Good point, Bob.
Phil, if you can make yourself louder, please do so.
I really can't. I don't have a PS3 to correctly do my computing needs.
A PS3 will automatically amplify Phil's voice. It'll make our show sound good. Our joke's funny.
We got more Sony quotes. I know you don't want to hear them, but I'm going to say them anyways. I'm going to Microsoft this week. They thought we were fanboys already. This is honestly, I know it sounds like we are, but we're not. Molly Smith, she's a PR chief for Sony. She resigned the other day. No longer PlayStation 1 PR. That had to be a horrible job. So
PlayStation 1, huh?
Did you buy it already? Oh, you have a PlayStation 2? Okay. No, I'm sorry. I didn't meet any of my numbers again. We've all talked about the PlayStation 3. I, at one point, was pretty pumped. I used to be a Sony fanboy. We both were.
I loved Sony. I think was that last week or week before I went on that rant about how much I loved Sony? Really wanted the PlayStation 3 to be good.
We had a developer conference at work, and we had some Microsoft MVPs there. And I remember having a discussion over dinner. I just stole the entire table of CEO conversation as me and these two Microsoft MVPs talked Xbox. And I was just saying, oh, the PlayStation's so much better and this and that. Oh, no, it's really a good system. They won me over. Will I get them both? Yeah, probably.
As much as I just want to be definite right now in my hatred of Sony, never know. Maybe it will be like the end all and be all of the epitome of what a system could be. Yeah, I realize that's probably not going to happen, but, you know.
Ridge Racer!
Ridge Racer.
Next topic.
Keyboard plus mouse does not equal console.
Well, yeah, it's a kind of a computer.
No, here's what the thing was doing. So on the GamerScore website, that's the Microsoft kind of PR website, where many of us different podcasts and community dudes kind of post. They had an article.
We post there all the time, constantly.
I guess what happened was Godfrey and the guys over at Gamertag had an interview with the dudes who made Shadowrun. The big thing with Shadowrun is it's a first-person shooter for the 360.
It's a piece of crap.
Remember the Xbox? They said, we will not have a mouse and keyboard because we don't want this thing to be a PC. So you will not have that. You will have to use a controller. Godfrey was talking to these guys who made Shadowrun. The big deal with that is it's cross-platform. PC gamers can play Xbox 360 gamers, and it's fair for both parties. What I was saying was, let's face it, there's no way that you're going to have the kind of experience without a keyboard and a mouse in a first-person shooter. What they were saying was, well, no, statistics have proven that in the tests that they did, the PC gamers needed to have added edge to make it fair. My comment to that is, well, yeah, if you're giving the console dudes auto-aim and other things like that, that's not really the fair. You can't snipe with a controller. It's very, very hard to do. We have a Microsoft response. This is not official, but this is what he said. They haven't officially come out and said mouse and keyboard support will not be allowed in games, because I was mentioning on the site, you know, it'd be cool if you guys just said, hey, you can do it if you want, and then you can allow companies to have that code in there, because a lot of times these games are just ports of PC titles anyways. I mean, for Call of Duty, the mouse and the keyboard already work. They actually had to go through and take that code out in order to put it on the Xbox 360. What they were saying was, when you do this, a mouse and a keyboard, you run into issues. You get play balancing. What do you do about high-end, low-latency, like Fatality-style keyboards, or your standard generic keyboard? How do you do auto-aim? What do you do with macros and programmable keys? What do you do with guy has an old, crappy PS2 wheel mouse versus an optical mouse.
You need to go spend $20 and get a good one.
Feeling around the office at Microsoft that it's a 10-foot cord laying on the couch experience. A mouse and keyboard setup is really intended for a 2-foot in front of your desk or monitor experience.
So in other words, they don't want PC people to play the game.
It's not that they don't want them to play the game. They want them to play the game, but they're just saying they probably won't be pumping the whole mouse and keyboard on the console so much.
I think the question is, will they handicap us?
I think they're doing the opposite from what it sounds like, and this is just my speculation and reading from one of the things I've seen, is they're giving the console guys stuff like auto-aim. Those guys are now winning, and the problem is the PC guys are losing because they don't have auto-aim.
So they are handicapping us.
Yeah.
So yes,
right? They're handicapping us by making the competition too good.
Well, you know, I just take this as proof that us PC guys just pwn that much harder.
One of the things is this Battle for Middle-Earth game, it's going to be the first real-time strategy game on a console. But it'll be very interesting to try and use a real-time strategy game with a controller instead of a keyboard and mouse. I'm going in with a lot of doubt and hesitation. I just wanted to get that out, that yes, Microsoft hasn't officially said nope, keyboard and mouse, but the in-house feelings is that they're probably not going to want to do it.
You know what? If you have auto-aim as a feature in the game, then it doesn't count.
So you're saying it's not as much true skill.
It's auto-aim. How is that true skill at all?
This is the same problem Mike had way back when I built him his computer. He hated playing first-person shooters on PC because all he ever played with was the controllers. And once he finally got a nice Xbox and started playing that, he loved Halo. He's like, oh, this is so much easier. Oh, God, I can actually play this game rather than the mouse and keyboard. Being born and raised on the keyboard, come on, all you got to do is move the mouse to where you want to shoot.
Well, hey, I've been saying this for a long time. Consoles are nothing but toy PCs. PCs are for us grown-ups.
And they were saying it's a matter of taste. It would be a matter of taste if you allow either form of input, a plug, a mouse, and a keyboard into the Xbox now. The keyboard will work in the menus and stuff to type in, like, email addresses and sign up for live. If they just enable that in the games, that would make both sides happy, and I don't really see the problem.
Flavor issue that Microsoft does not want it to be just a computer, even though it pretty much is. It's like they have to go out of their way to make sure it's not.
They were talking about they want to have an even playing field. They have controllers that have all kinds of turbo buttons on them and programmable buttons on them. You can go to GameStop and you can buy them.
They're trying to contain us PC people, but we cannot be contained.
Racer.
We will rise up and pwn.
Next topic.
This is Wii information. It's Wii for everyone except for Bob and Keith. Then it's X Revolution information. The backwards compatibility stuff, this is that Wii Connect 24, where they do the whole old games that you can buy. They said to create a reasonably entertaining game in a couple months and with a team of three and sell it for 500 yen. That's about $5. So that you can take more risks and you can do stuff. Basically, so you can be Xbox Live Arcade is what he's saying. Let's summarize what Iwata was saying. They're going to have background downloading from the start. It's also going to be involuntary, so even when your system's off, it's going to download. They want Nintendo to have original content every day. There is some big forum rumor going around that somebody was saying that there'll be two packages, 200 and 300. The release date is November 10th. some other insiders are saying November 6th. Whatever, at this point, it's all rumor and speculation.
Wait, there'll be two packages of the Wii?
See, this is the problem right now.
No, they're not going to do that.
I would really doubt
it. It's only $300 to begin with. Come on.
Under 250, actually.
Nintendo's all about simplicity in gaming. No, call up Microsoft. Say, what should my opinion be about Nintendo? And then you come on the show. And then
Shut up, you. Besides, dude, people were just yelling that you were a Nintendo fanboy 2 weeks ago, and now you're worried about it. No, I might say something bad about Nintendo. We call it a fanboy.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, you are. You're worried. You're worrying. You're worried. That's you. That's you being worried right there.
I'm very excited about the Nintendo, formerly Revolution Wii, whatever you want to call it.
Next topic.
Backwards compatibility. We're into the Xbox 360 stuff, by the way. So in an interview with the gaming website Kazeeko, what is with these Famitsu, Kazeeko, Kotaku, what?
So all the good domain names are gone, so you have to come up with some crazy nonsense word to actually register anything.
That's why they use Nintendo Wii. The Revolution.com was already taken. Okay, so an interview with the gaming website Kazeeko, Peter Moore said, and quotes, "Nobody is concerned anymore about backwards compatibility. We underpromised and overdelivered on that. It's a very complicated thing. I'm just stunned that we have hundreds of games that are backwards compatible. I'm just going to lower the volume and you'll never." Since I have to repeat because nobody heard me except for our listeners, Peter Moore said, quote, "Nobody is concerned over backwards compatibility. It's underpromised and overdelivered. It's very complicated. I'm stunned that we have hundreds of games that are backwards compatible."
Oh yeah, this is the segment where I'm even more of a Microsoft fanboy because apparently I agree with Peter Moore. Chimpanzees live in my mayonnaise.
In the next few weeks, there's going to be some more games coming out backwards compatibility. I think it's safe to say that backwards compatibility is a big deal in the very beginning.
No, not at all. It's never a big deal because even if it's in the very beginning, you still have the old system. It's a non-issue. I hate people bringing this up.
I guess. Nobody cared. No, we're done talking about.
I like the idea of seamless backwards compatibility if it's possible. So something like PlayStation 2 playing PlayStation 1 games is a nice feature as long as it's something I'm getting for free. What I don't like is what I hear about the Nintendo Wii. They claim it's backwards compatible, but those games are only going to be available through a download system. Or the Xbox, where it seems to be kind of a hack, the way they implemented it. And I'm going to have to clutter up my hard drive if I want backwards compatibility.
Microsoft came out and said, no. Peter Moore wasn't really qualified to say what he said. People still want backwards compatibility. And we're going to really promise to give you all the Xbox games on your 360. So he was wrong, but he's not. He's absolutely right. And I'm going to tell him that when I see him on Wednesday.
This is coming from the guy that tattoos, what was it, GTA 4 on his arm.
Fake GTA on
his arm? No, that's real. You know it is.
It's not real.
You're going to prove me right.
I'm going to just grab him and look at his arm.
You're going to grab him and tear the sleeve off his shirt.
It's like ripping his clothes off. Christopher, leave me alone.
The bottom of it is that they went to the team working on it, and they're like, yeah, no, dude, we're in a whole nother testing phase for another update. It's going to be out soon. They're adding a whole bunch of new titles. They called them Emulation Ninjas.
Wait, they have Emulation Ninjas? How ironic, because I happen to be an Emulation Pirate.
Nice! That's the joke of the show. Nice, Tom.
I'm proud I didn't stutter my way through it, because normally I get so excited I start stuttering.
The Xbox Live Vision Camera with wired headset, that's going to be coming soon, and they're going to maybe package the popular arcade title Uno with a month of live gold service. And it will all cost $40 when it comes out on September 19th. Xbox Live Vision, which is a camera so that you can do voice chatting and
put pictures of your on the screen.
Right, shaking your junk for all the fellow Uno so the Antichrist can you can pay him back for all the hardships in your life by winking your brown eye at him. Unofficial reports, of course. Unofficial. All right, so that's our Xbox stuff.
Next topic.
We have a quote of the week. It's not a very good topic, but it's back. We haven't had Factor Crap or anything else good like that, so we have quote of the week. The quote of the week is from our boy, Bumblefoot. He says, "Nobody shoots anybody in the face unless you're a hitman or a video gamer." Game Politics has a website, put in a Google hit for shot in the face, and it came up with 921,000
oh, no.
entries.
Oh, no.
They were trying. This is a good, dude. I like this. They were looking through those over 900,000 entries to see, I mean, if nobody shoots anybody in the face unless you're a hitman or a gamer, the vast majority must be hitmen or gamers. So they go over some delivery man shot in the face in Brooklyn. A man interrupted a robbery and was shot in the face in California. Unable to get medical treatment when somebody shot her in the face. Engaged in a custody dispute over the son. Shot him in the face when he slept, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so Bumblefoot is a pinhead. I'm not even going to tell you who he is. Listen to the past shows. He doesn't deserve any credit.
Next topic.
Review. Nintendo DS review of Lost Magic. Care of? Keith.
Okay, this is a typical Nintendo game. You're a child wizard.
You're a kid wizard on MySpace. You have to avoid dirty old men who want to touch you in bad places.
Is it a RPG?
Yes. You learn your spells by getting these runes. And to cast the spell, you have to draw whatever little symbol is on the screen with your stylus. Whatever little symbol you draw is what spell you cast. You have so many mana points, just, you know, all the normal stuff. But then they also have, because you're a wizard, you're a weak little putz. So you have to capture monsters. It's like two games in one. You have to do all your magic stuff in addition to capturing your monsters and controlling your monsters in battle. Pokemon, Final Fantasy Tactics.
Fighting turn-based? Is it fighting real-time?
No, it's real-time. They just go.
Yeah, it doesn't even pause once you go into the menu to draw your runes.
Everything's still going on, even while you're over there.
Even while you're drawing, you can get hit.
So is it similar to, like, Secret of Mana?
Yes.
Okay, so those of you who have played Secret of Mana, that's basically like, think Zelda, but with magic, and it's real-time, and little bunnies are jumping around, and you got to shoot at them and stuff.
That's the down and dirty of it. But it actually requires, so far, I've died a bunch of times. It's not like an easy game where you can just run in with your little wizard guy and just start zapping everybody. If someone hits you, chances are you're going to die. So you actually have to use some strategy and plan where you want to put and send your monsters. And then also, you know, there's these little, your treasure chests and these little mana crystals that you can get to help you get more magic points to send your monsters over to get those as well. It's kind of hectic because everything's going on at once. You have to move your little guy around by touching him and then pointing where on the map you want to move him. Do the same thing with your monsters. Three little monster guys running around. I have six little monster guys running around right now. It's very hectic, but it's fun.
Can you play on Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, you can play the game on Wi-Fi. I haven't done that yet, because like I said, I've only played the game for a couple hours. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to do everything with the game.
It got a pretty bad review on Game Rankings, and you sound very positive about the game, so I was trying to figure out a counterpoint to say, like, well, what about this?
Well, what did Game Rankings say was bad?
People say it's not really an RPG at all. It's an RTS, and because it's an RTS, the screen is much too small to actually move your little guy around. You're constantly fighting against the interface.
You can move the screen around while you're doing other stuff.
Yeah, but
I mean, I would consider it more of an RPG, RTS. It definitely has many...
Said the AI was bad.
You definitely can't just go in and take out a monster, then rush into taking out another monster. You have to, like, move away and make sure you heal yourself fully in. I mean, you just can't go in and hack and slash in this game.
People don't like it, probably because it requires strategy. I died a bunch of times as well trying to play this game because I had no idea really what was going on. You do have to sit there and plan out what you're going to do. And if you're impatient and you're not going to have the patience for that, the graphics... The play, like the actual gameplay graphics are, you know, Final Fantasy for the Game Boy, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, they're normal graphics. The artwork, like the cinema scene artwork in that, is very non-detailed, really not that good. Meh. It's just a very different type of game. And each mission you can do in, like, 5 minutes, pending you don't die 90 times. But it was a cool idea, like, you know, okay, I'm a little wizard, press the button, draw my little magic symbol, now I cast a spell.
So what would you give this 1 out of 10?
I would give it an 8, 8.5.
And is it for everybody, or is it only for people who are kind of into the RPGs and they want a little bit of strategy in there?
Yeah, it's not for everybody. Like I said, if you are you just want to run in and run around killing everybody, power monger person with no strategy, it's not going to be a game for you. Think out what you want to do ahead of time.
How does Emilio feel about the game?
Emilio definitely likes the game. He's actually playing it right now.
Whoop, whoop, this game's for everybody.
Well, thank you for your review.
No problem.
I don't thank you for your review.
Next topic.
Mailbag.
Mailbag!
This one's from John from PA. He's flame on our forums. Hey, Chris, Tom, Keith, and Phil. I was
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Awesome.
And the rest.
Wondering if you heard about the latest Bumblefoot adventure. Basically... The game Left Behind Eternal Forces. The long and the short of this email is that Bumblefoot is basically saying he's ticked because they said if you don't convert the people in this Left Behind, that's that Christian real-time strategy game, if you come across the person, you either have to convert them or kill them if they don't agree with you. So Jack Thompson is all over this one. He does say, P.S., I did not forget you, Bob. Hi.
Ah! Oh,
right.
That feels like an... Now.
This one's from Luke from Pennsylvania. He asks, hey guys, what server do you guys play on in City of Villains? What server do we play on? Victory, I think, right?
Victory.
Three.
And he says, P.S., peace, love, and funions.
Peace, love, and play. It's like a marketing slogan suddenly that we've created. Why aren't we making money off of this?
Jeff from Dayton asked the same thing, so I think we just covered that. Hey, look, two emails. Poof. Cranked them out. This one is from Ben Drake. Ben Drake's the dude that made the...
That's your theme song. MC Frags-a-Lot theme song.
Hey, peoples, just wanted to send this one your way. The MC Frags-a-Lot 2.0 theme song.
Really?
Really.
Mail it to me.
Thank you, Ben Drake, for the new MC Frags-a-Lot theme. Al from Portland says, hey, what do you guys think about this whole Wii 60 craze? Seems like the hatred for Sony is at an all-time high.
That's because actually George Bush is secretly funding Sony.
Phil has thanked us for the Land of Legends game. He says, as a fan of games like Advance Wars for the DS, it has some similarities. I did want to say that I agree very much with the comment you made on podcast 53 or 54 regarding MMOs. I work for a living. I do a comic on the side, so my online time is very limited. I'm tired of MMOs being designed as huge time sinks. They make it difficult to play with friends. That's why I like City of Villains. With the lackey system, I can join my higher level buds. Thanks again for Land of Legends. Good game. Very appreciated.
Should we give out our names? Because you just kind of kept talking when I asked that.
If you guys want to give out your names, go for it. Global chat handles, anyone?
Not global chat. You can have my main, though. My main character on City of Villains Victory Server is named Unlord. One word.
I am Dark Dash Frost.
And I am...
Makaru. Good luck spelling that. No, it's M-A-K-H-E-R-U.
Tom has one, too, but he's going to quit in a couple days anyway, so...
And my name on the Victory Server is Karma Chameleon. You can figure out how to spell that yourself.
That's with K's. Some professor, this one's from Sam. Sam says, some professor figured out how to crack the HDMI encryption. It's a very geeky article, but it's a pretty good read. Sounds like Hollywood just sucks. What a horrible method. If it's already cracked, then it's not even out yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. SamSofts.com. This one is from Al from Oregon. Al had two in our email just because I'm randomly clicking through my inbag because there's many emails in my inbag. Don't know if you've seen the article. It says Sony admits that later the PS3 might be HD DVD instead of Blu-ray depending on what comes out on top.
Ooh.
Yet another way for Sony to screw over people who buy that POS.
Wait, did he just say that the PS3 could possibly be HD DVD?
I cannot back up, confirm, nor deny that article. This is from a listener.
You know, it would be great if they just gone ahead and named Blu-ray Betamax 2.
This dude, Wolfen35, a very long time ago, wrote, I was listening to your show. I have some things to point out. He's a Nintendo enthusiast. He noticed we made some comments about the Revolution controller. We were talking about how hard it is to aim with the current console controllers. They're trying things differently. I apologize, Wolfen. Your whole email's pretty much rendered null and void because... you sent this to me like 2 months ago, and I just now read it. So, but at least you've read it. Also, he hasn't heard anything about the new Zelda game on our podcast. We aren't too keen about Nintendo, but we should focus on it a little bit.
Sure, as soon as it actually comes out, we'll focus on it.
Yeah.
And really, that goes for everything, is it? We're not that kind of podcast that we're on the forums every day looking like, I can't wait for this game that comes out in 2 years to come out. Like, all of us have jobs and work and everything else, so we do what we can.
Yeah, just wait till the day after the PS3 launch, and we're all at Chris's, and we're like, oh my god, the PS3 is awesome!
I'm telling you!
All right, last email. This one's from John Hammer. He says, if you have SOCOM for the PSP and bought the headset, you should get this game. There's a 28-player mission story that is very sound. The multiplayer can only have 8 players, but it has a lot of features, like snapping to a wall. The only problem will be the controls. The face buttons are used for looking around. I think we just found what's worse than an FPS on a console controller would be an FPS on the PSP controller, where you're using face buttons to look. So a Siphon Filter game did. It was like using because there's only one analog stick on the PSP. He says, don't worry about it unless you're using a sniper rifle. The pet peeve is you can only have 4 guns. I would give the game a 9. So if you have a PSP, now the library is up to 4 games.
I was gonna say.
And that was from John. John is a PSP owner, so it's from his mouth, not ours.
Next topic.
So that was the show, and I thank you gentlemen for being on the show. Does anyone have anything to say here in the last closing moments?
Go buy the Dakota album and make Grant lots of money. Go Grant!
I just wanted to get all our listeners ready for this. We have a month to spam their site with our URL.
What's the Podcast Awards is coming again? Podcast Awards is coming here soon. On July 1st, the nominations are open.
Although I'll be depressed if all the nominees in the game category are like...
Right, PC Gamer, IGN.
PC Gamer Magazine.
I would rather it be indie guys, but...
It would be great if it was all of them and like us and then we won.
That would be very cool. DreamStation.cc is the website. News, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, downloadable show archive. Email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Audio preferred. Tell them, Tom.
Yes, please send in audio files.
and spread the word to your friends, family, local gaming stores, etc. We thank you for listening, and we hope to have you back same time next week. Who knows what magic may happen. All right, dudes, thank you very much, and adieu.
Have you ever been to Lima?
Yes,
isn't it like living in Brunswick?
It's more like Painesville. It's like a town you drive through real quick, and you're like, hey, I just passed the town. What was that? It's Neil Armstrong everything, because that was his hometown. So there's like a mural of him on Main Street, all of that.
Like Saddam.
Exactly.
Like Saddam. Stalin, Hussein.
Mussolini.
Neil Armstrong.
Did you just compare Armstrong to Mussolini and Stalin?
Yeah, only from the fact that they have giant bronze busts of them in their home areas.
Dude.
But would it have been great if Neil Armstrong stepped off the space station 40 years
ago? Neil Armstrong
and said, I declare myself dictator of the moon!
The second guy came out and he just threw him into orbit, and dude's still floating into the sun as we speak.
He's orbiting the moon every day or so. He whips around and goes, it's still mine!